Hey there, this is Molly, and you are listening to episode 61 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. So I just recorded about 5 minutes of this podcast before I had this little intuition that something wasn't right. And sure enough, I was using the wrong mic. So I'm going to do this again. Every week, you guys. Every week. I've been doing this podcast for over a year now. And every week it's something like that. You think I would learn to double, triple check everything. But no, it is a bumblefuck every week. And that's okay. I'm here for it. And I'm glad that you are here for it too. All right, so listen, this is the last podcast that I'm going to be publishing for the year, for the rest of the year. I'm going to come back in January with new podcasts, but the deal is that I am going to be traveling. I have a couple of trips coming up, so I am going to be traveling most of December, and I have been so busy with the reset, creating the reset and launching the reset and selling the reset, and also just a lot of life stuff. I've been going through quite the time for the past couple of months. And I'm sure that next year you'll be hearing some about that. But for now, I just want to give you the heads up that there won't be another podcast until January. And what I want to do today is sort of a little bit of a roundup of the things that I have, I don't know, maybe learned, maybe been reminded of over the past year, especially the past couple of months. So I thought that would be helpful. I've been reflecting a lot, and I've been, you know, it's like when we go through stuff, especially when we go through challenging stuff and amazing stuff as well, you know, it's always good to pause and to reflect before we go on to the next thing. Because when we are mindful of what we have learned, mindful of sort of the changes that have happened and the takeaways from those things, it can really help us moving forward, and it can be quite grounding. Every time we have some kind of launch in the business, whether that's like a new feature or a new program or a new product or whatever, my team and I always, you know, have a session of debriefing and of, you know, looking over or just coming together and discussing what went really well, what didn't go so well, what if we could do something over, what would that be? What would we do that was the same? Like how did we really nail it? How were we awesome? How did we, you know, not quite do what we wanted to do? How could we do it differently? What are the things we know now that we didn't know then? And how can we apply that to things that we do in the future? So I am just a big nerd when it comes to like reflecting on business and also my personal life. So I do a lot of that, and it is very helpful. So here I wanted to share with you some things that, again, I was either reminded of or I learned over the past couple of months, the past year. And I say reminded because a lot of this stuff, it's not like this stuff. A lot of this stuff is brand new to me, and this is the first time I'm, you know, having the realization. But sometimes you learn something and you kind of apply it to your life, or you don't, and life goes on, and you know, you have to go through it again before you really get it. So sometimes just a reminder can be very helpful. All right. Do you want to go? You ready? I'm talking to myself right now. There's nobody else in here with me. It's just me. Molly, are you ready? Yeah, I think I am. Okay, cool. Let's do this. So the first thing is to pay attention. Pay attention. Oh, by the way, this doesn't all have to do with food, as most of my stuff does not. Some of it does, but not all of it. So pay attention. And this might apply to food, who knows? But paying attention, being awake, noticing what is being presented to you, noticing how you're feeling, noticing how you're thinking. This is really about becoming awake to your life. And that might sound super fucking obvious. Because when we're not asleep, we're awake, right? Kind of. But sometimes we can be on such a state of autopilot that we are going through the motions, we are going through our day, we are going through the routines and the habits and all the things that, you know, we think are so important that need to get done. We don't need to do anything, actually. We might want to do things, but we don't really need to do anything. That's a different podcast, though. So we get into this routine of kind of just not paying attention and not being awake and just going by. It's like this. It's like when you learn something new, think back to when you learned how to drive, right? And you were so alert at the wheel and it was so exciting and you noticed like every car that passed you and you noticed every like line on the road and you are so just right there. And then as you kept driving and as you got older and as life moved along and the years pass, I mean, we get in the car right now, we start it, and how many of us are so just like right presently driving? I mean, we're just kind of doing it because we know how, and that's just how the brain works, right? We get used to something and we can kind of file it in a different part of our brain where we're not having to pay so much attention to it. So when we're not, you know, when we're kind of on that autopilot of our life, we tend to miss things, or it's easy for us to see something and discount it or have a feeling and just not really pay attention to it. Because if we were to pay attention to it or to honor it, that might mean like getting out of our routine, and that might mean getting out of our comfort zone. And that is very scary to humans because we like consistency and we don't like change. And that's a, you know, basic survival mechanism that's built into us. And so this is easy to do. It's easy to kind of not be super wide awake to your life. But the thing is that life, I'm gonna like tear up right now. Life is so rich and beautiful and heartbreaking and painful and lovely and magical. And to be alive, to be human, to be having this experience in this human body, in this mind, with the rest of the other humans on the planet and the plants and the animals, it's quite a spectacular, stunning thing to be a part of. And when we don't pay attention, when we go about our days in the way that we always have and kind of keep our head down, we miss it. And I get it. I get it, but it's easy. Sometimes it's a lot easier to miss it, but because it requires less of us. But when we pay attention and we notice what is being presented, how is life unfolding before us? How are we feeling about that? What do we need? What do we desire? How do we need something to maybe be different than it is? Oh, when we start opening up to it, we start receiving the abundance of the universe. We start receiving the gifts of the universe when we become aware, when we become awake, and when we become open to it. And that process can be painful. Oh, it can be so painful in so many ways. Like, it can be painful just because of the sheer beauty. It can be painful just because of the heartache that it might cause. But to really pay attention and to really be awake, it expands us. And we live a richer life. And we have these experiences that we wouldn't have otherwise. And our life, things happen, and we end up kind of being a co-creator of the life that we want. And what a beautiful thing. And like magic happens and serendipity happens. And you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's around the corner when you're living in that flow of openness and abundance and paying attention and honoring what you're experiencing, honoring what is in front of you, honoring how your heart feels, honoring your needs, and being brave enough and strong enough to voice those needs, first to yourself and then to other people in your life that need to hear that. It's a scary fucking thing to do. But on the other side of that is pure magic. And it doesn't mean that life is always going to be fantastic once that happens and happy and like rainbows and fucking daisies. No. It's still going to suck sometimes. But it's going to be a lot richer. It's like we just have this one life. It's just this, just like this one life and this one body right now. You guys, it's not that long. It goes by so fast. So pay attention. Pay attention to what is, to what life is offering you and how you feel and what you need. And then honor that. Okay, so that was the first one. I swear I'm not going to cry through this whole thing, you guys. Or I might. And you're just along for the ride. You can cry too. It's okay. All right. The next thing is, okay, even if it feels really, really bad and really, really hard, the law of the universe in which we live, one of them is the law of impermanence. And so shit changes. And I talk about this a lot. This is obvious. Again, this isn't mind-blowing information. We all know, but it's a good reminder. Because when you're in the thick of it, if you're in the thick of being heartbroken or devastated, or like you're just not sure how it's going to work, or what's going to happen, and you are in a place that you can't really find an easy path to kind of higher ground, it's a really good reminder that everything is impermanent and things change all the time. And we're changing all the time. And feelings come and feelings go. And it's all impermanent. And it's not just like this doesn't apply for the times that we're going through a hard time. This also applies to the amazing, magical, volcanic times you have in your life. The times that you're so, so just giddy and happy and ecstatic, right? Those times also don't last. Everything is impermanent. Whether we love it, whether we hate it, whether we want it to go by quicker, whether we want it to slow the fuck down, it doesn't change. I mean, it doesn't last. It changes. We live in a constant state of impermanence. And so there's two kind of things to draw from this, right? There's there's two angles. The first angle is if you're going through a really shit time right now, know that it will feel different eventually. It will be better eventually. You won't always feel like this, and you just have to hang on to that because we know that things change. We know that it does not stay the same. Nothing stays the same. Always, always changing. And so that could be a little seed of hope, maybe, or a little seed of solid ground when it feels like the ground is not solid. And then on the flip side of that, when you're going through an amazing time, when you're going through the best of times, know that it's also not permanent. And when we remind ourselves of that, we can really sink into the moment and really soak up every second and really be present for it and really, really just be there with it, and so that we don't take it for granted because we know it's fleeting. We know that there'll never be another moment in time like this one. There might be similar moments. There might be similar things. But when you're in that moment of like pure bliss and pure ecstasy, that doesn't last. So enjoy every moment of it, right? Not coming from a place of scarcity or fear that it's going to be gone, but coming from a place of pure openness and abundance and just enjoying the present moment. Okay, so one, pay attention. Two, life is impermanent. For both, for when we're going through bad shit and really good shit and everything in between. The next thing is to like help yourself through all of it. Whatever you're going through right now, you can tend to yourself in various ways. You can either support yourself, or you can kind of like say fuck it and not help yourself through it. And both are options. Neither one is good or bad. They just feel differently. So when I'm going through something hard, I really, really, really have to try. Okay, so when I'm going through life and it's pretty, you know, it's not great, it's not horrible, it's just sort of life, and I'm, you know, everything is okay. It's fairly easy for me to, you know, stick to my healthy routine. It doesn't require much effort. It's just sort of part of what I do. However, when things get really, really difficult and really challenging, or when things get overly exciting, that ease, that natural sort of resting place of healthy habits, it's a little bit harder, and it requires more of a effort to do that. And that is absolutely worth it for me, because those things that I do, those healthy habits that I do, help me through, whether it's an amazingly high time or an amazingly like shit time, right? Those things will help carry me through. But it takes a little bit more effort. It doesn't happen quite as easily as it usually does. And so examples of that might be like, make sure that you make that smoothie, right? Make sure that whatever you don't have to do anything you don't want. But if you don't like batch cook on the weekend, right? If you're not like cooking a ton, if you don't have the time, you don't have the capacity, you don't have the bandwidth to do that right now, like help yourself in little ways as best you can, whether that is making sure that you have ingredients for a smoothie and like making some smoothies, right? And drinking them. Whether that is making sure that you have some fresh fruit in the fridge and making sure that you eat some fruit every day, making sure that you're hydrating, just drinking water, making sure that you're just moving your body a little bit. Doesn't have to be a ton, but just a little bit. Some stretches, a little walk, getting some fresh air. Doesn't have to be like crazy, right? Just those little things. Trying to get enough sleep if you can. Being nice to yourself, not judging yourself. If you aren't in a position right now to do your normal healthy routine or to start a healthy routine or whatever, like give yourself a lot of patience and grace and just know that you're doing the best that you can, and everything is impermanent. Going back to my point number two. So helping yourself along through it with little choices. You know, again, it doesn't have to be these big drastic, I'm going to make a green juice every day and I'm going to eat, you know, a big salad every day and I'm going to exercise for an hour a day and I'm going to meditate for an hour a day. Probably not, right? Probably not. But can you make a smoothie? Yeah, might be able to do that. Can you drink some water? Yes, you definitely can do that. Can you do like, I don't know, stretch your body for a few minutes? Yes. I know you can do that. So little things to help yourself through it. Really powerful. And also sending a message to yourself that you have your own back and that you love yourself and you're supporting yourself and that you will get through whatever it is you're going through. Okay, the next one is to question your thoughts often. So we have like, I don't know if this is exactly accurate, but I've heard that we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. And a lot of these thoughts just, they come in without us even realizing where they came from, without us paying attention, without us trying too hard. Like, we just have a shitload of thoughts. Some of them are really helpful and productive and supportive. Some of them are like toxic chemicals that are doing us no good at all. Some of them are totally neutral. And it's like, why did I just think of that leaf? Okay, it's cool, but not, you know, it's random. We don't know. I don't know. But question them. Just question them, because oftentimes our head will be spinning, our thoughts will be running, our brain will be like solving whatever it is we're wanting to solve, and or processing something or whatever. And we'll have all of these thoughts, and we will assume that all of these thoughts are truth. We think that, oh, I had this thought, it must be true. Oh, I had that thought, that must be true. But like, most of our thoughts are not true, you guys. Most of our thoughts are actually bullshit. And they aren't based in any kind of reality as we know it. They're based on fear. They're based on hope. They're based on preferences. They're based on what we want, what we don't want. They're based on all kinds of shit. So when you're having all kinds of thoughts, just stop and question, is this true? Or like, is this an opinion that I'm having? Right? Or is this like a judgment I'm having? Or is this actually a fact? It's like fact versus opinions. That is a very helpful tool to have. Because if we are having a shit time and we're telling ourselves, like, for example, you know, nothing's going to change and I'm a horrible person, we might easily convince ourselves that that is true, but that is not true. It's not. It's bullshit. That is a judgment that we're having. That is a thought that is not true and not helping us. So question them. Question your thoughts. Writing down your thoughts every morning is an incredibly helpful tool. Or in the middle of the day or the end of the day, and just writing down what's on your mind, what's going on with you. Write it down and then look over that list and take a little pen and, you know, decide with each one, is this true? And write, like, yes, no. It might feel really true, but if you really look at it, what you're going to find is most of our thoughts are not true. Most of our thoughts are just a passing thought. It's not factual. It's an opinion. It's a judgment. So question your thoughts, because our thoughts, of course, create our feelings, and we take action and show up based on how we're feeling. And so it's really important that we feel on purpose if we want to make intentional choices. So a lot of us will have a lot of thoughts, we'll believe those thoughts, we'll feel whatever way those thoughts that are not true are making us feel, and then we'll take action from that place. And most of us, we want an intentional life. We want to take strategic action or intentional action, but we can't do that until we are mindful and intentional with how we feel. Yeah? So we can't expect to like run a marathon if we are like not inspired or motivated to do that. It's going to be really hard. I mean, it's probably possible, but it's going to be really hard, right? And so you think to yourself, well, what do I want to do? What is the thing that I want to do? And what feeling is going to help get me there? How do I want to feel about this? And then we start questioning our thoughts. Okay, well, is this thought true? And even if it is true, is this thought helping me feel the way that I want to feel in order to do the thing I want to do? And if it's not helping you, then toss it. It's literally like, just, you can think of like a delete on a keyboard. Just delete that thought. Just let it go. Yeah, it might come back, especially if you've had it over and over again. But practice just being mindful. When it comes up, you just, oh yeah, I'm not having that thought anymore. I'm going to have this thought instead. And change it to a thought that's serving you, that's helping you feel the way that you want to feel so that you can do what you want to do. So the process to start, in order to live an intentional life, you have to be mindful of your thoughts. And to be mindful of your thoughts, the first way to be mindful of your thoughts is to start to question them. Is it true? Is it serving you? Is it helpful? Does it matter? Is there another thought that you could be having instead that is more true or more helpful? Really, really awesome work to question your. I have to take a pause because I just accidentally hit my keyboard and it ended the recording of that flow I was in. So I'm going to start another one. And because I like to remind people that perfection is way overrated and doesn't actually exist, especially with me in this podcast, I was just going to tell you that before I moved on. So, Luann, when you edit this, just leave that in. Okay. Here's the next thing that I wanted to share with you. I wanted to remind you that showing up with love is always an option. Oh, so good, so good, so good. Okay, let's get into it. So, it might seem sometimes with certain circumstances, with certain situations, that love is not an option. And why would you want to bring love into how you show up if, for example, you're hurt or if it's really challenging, right? Especially when it comes to other people and the dance that we have with other humans in our life, maybe some of those humans took actions that triggered a feeling in us that is challenging. Maybe we have a deep sadness, or maybe we have some anger, or maybe we have some judgment. I don't know. Those things come up, those things happen. And as you're interacting with this other person, I mean, whether that's someone you deeply love and care about, whether that's, I don't know, somebody who's working at the grocery store or somebody's driving the car in front of you, doesn't really matter, right? Showing up with love, it's always available to us. And even if it feels like a stretch to tap into love at certain moments, I guarantee that this will help you. It'll probably help the other person too. Maybe it won't. Who knows? Who cares? It doesn't matter. But by showing up with love, that is going to help you. That is going to create such a different experience for you than if you show up with hatred or anger or resentment or jealousy or resentment. Did I already say resentment? Maybe I did. It's amazing. Like, humans are so amazing. Mm. And love is an emotion, right? Love is a feeling. That we all are capable of having and creating for ourselves. For ourselves. We don't, like, nobody in our life, no thing in our life, no pet in our life, no circumstance in our life can physically, emotionally create the feeling of love. Love, just like every emotion, is an inside job. Meaning, it's up to me to create a feeling of love inside of myself. This is fantastic news because this means that other people aren't responsible for my feelings. This means that I get to cultivate whatever feelings I want. And love is absolutely one of those options. And so if you're going through a hard time right now with somebody, especially somebody who you are connected to or feel deeply for or have a history with, and it's a little tumultuous, or it's a little bumpy, or it's a little, or if you're feeling, if you have feelings of hurt or sadness, invite love in and see if you can invite love in for the ride and see if that can kind of carry you. And if you can invite love in, love for yourself, love for the other person, love for the situation, you are going to have such a different experience with whatever it is you're going through. It's going to be like night and day. And I think that we forget that that is always an option, and it is up to us. It is up to us. It is not up to anybody else to create love inside of our hearts. Nobody can do that. We are all responsible for that ourselves. We're the only person that can create love inside of us. And how do we create love? With our thoughts. That's we can't have an emotion without first having a thought. Right? Even if it's subtle, even if it's a thought that we don't even recognize that we really have, that is what's happening. That is the mind-body connection. So just remember that love is always an option, and start to get curious in what areas of your life right now. What are you going through? Maybe with another human. Maybe it's another human that's, you know, been a challenge for you. How might it be different if you show up with love for yourself, for the human, for the situation? And play around with that. And then know that it's up to you to cultivate that if you want to. Of course, you don't have to. You can show up however you want. And by the way, it's not like right to show up with love or wrong. If you show up without love, it's not right or wrong. It's not about that. It's just that that's going to create a different experience. And that might create an experience that is ultimately more evolved and also more inspiring for your future self. And who knows, maybe even more inspiring to the people around you as well. Okay. The next one is, this is a really good one. So if you're going through something really hard, it's sort of like, I don't love the description of this, but this is like the easiest way for me to describe it. It's when you are going through something challenging and you have pain, it's like processing that pain is really important and necessary to be able to move through it. And there's a difference between pain and suffering. And so when you process kind of clean pain, what you're doing is you are accepting the reality of whatever is happening and not like condoning it, but just accepting that that is actually what's happening, that that is what is. This is the reality. This is the reality, and I am having deep feelings of hurt. And I am going to process that hurt. This is what's happening, and it hurts, and it's painful. And I'm going to process that. So that's kind of processing like clean pain. When we start adding on things to that pain, to that whatever emotion we're going through, to that sadness, whatever it is, when we start adding on, I'm feeling sad, and I shouldn't be. I'm feeling sad and something has gone wrong. I'm feeling sad and I want to feel different. Right? Any of those coulda, shoulda, woulda, it shouldn't be happening, something different should be happening, this isn't fair. Any of that kind of stuff on top of the pain, on top of the sadness, that's what causes suffering. And when you get into the realm of suffering, you can't actually process the underlying emotion. You can't process the pain. You can't process the sadness if there's an added layer of suffering on top. And the tendency, I mean, I get it. When we're in a place of deep sorrow, our natural instinct is to want to feel better and to not be feeling that, because that, for most of us, is a really challenging emotion to feel. And so the instinct, the kind of knee-jerk reaction, is to think, well, of course I shouldn't be feeling like this. Of course that person shouldn't have done that. Of course I should have done something differently, right? And we think of all of the ways that it could be differently, that it should be differently. How can I make it different? that is a very natural response to an uncomfortable emotion. But that gets us in trouble, because then that creates suffering, and that creates unnecessary suffering. Whereas, if you are just feeling that sorrow, and you're okay with feeling that sorrow, and you're not trying to make it go away, and you're not trying to convince yourself that it shouldn't be there, if you're just saying to yourself, fuck, this hurts, I am so sad, and it's okay, I'm going to feel this, I'm going to get through this, it is okay, and you just hold space for it, then you eliminate that suffering, and you can really process it and understand it and expand because of your willingness to do that. And you'll see that it eventually looks different, because things are impermanent. And once we process that emotion, it might come up again. Like, it might, but it's no big deal, because we know how to process it. We're going to sit with it. We're going to allow that kind of clean, just pain to be there without adding on any suffering. And then when it comes up again, it might not last as long, you know? Or it might last even longer, but we're not afraid of it because we know that we can get through it. But we're not adding in shame and guilt and resentment and all of that stuff that comes with suffering. All that stuff that creates suffering. We're just dealing with the raw emotion, right? And the same thing could be said for happiness as well, by the way. Like, if we're feeling a really ecstatic, we're feeling like over the moon and joyful and ecstatic. Yeah, that's the word. And we just, it's easier, right? It's easier to be there, to be present with those emotions of those kind of higher vibrations. But I will say as well that when you're in that heightened state of feeling like super, super happy, and then your thoughts go to, I don't want this to go away. What if this changes? What if this isn't real? What if something happens? That's going to cause a layer of unnecessary suffering as well, right? Oh, I shouldn't be this happy. Oh, if I, you know, when I'm this happy, somebody else is sad, and that shouldn't be the case. Like, whatever it is, you know, that's going to add a layer of unnecessary suffering, just like when you're sad and you think you shouldn't be sad, layer of unnecessary suffering. So the idea is to like process the raw emotions, whatever they are. And we have a lot of emotions, right? Whether it's sorrow, excitement, love, joy, pain, pleasure, blah, 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 whatever it is, stick to that raw emotion and just experience it and feel it. And eventually, of course, it will pass and it will look different. But we don't need to bring in suffering. We don't, that's not, you know, pain is not, you know, we can't avoid pain, but we can definitely avoid suffering that we create in an attempt to get out of a challenging emotion. Okay, so the next one is, dun, 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 dun. Oh, okay, so there's a book called The Untethered Soul, or maybe just Untethered Soul. I don't know if it has a "the" in front of it. Whatever the case, the author is Michael Singer. Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. Read that book. That's an amazing book. That book has gotten me through a lot of challenging times. It's really helped shift my perspective. Michael Singer is one of my favorite kind of thought leaders. He also has a really good podcast. And if you just look, I think it's called the Michael Singer Podcast. And it's like a series of, I don't know, like 8 episodes or something, but that has single-handedly got me through some really rough spots in my life. So I just want to recommend that book and that human to you if you aren't familiar with him and his work. Okay, the next one, I have 2 more here. The next one is, this is this. So it's similar to the first one of like pay attention, to what the universe is handing you. Pay attention to your life, be awake in your life. But it's a little bit different. This is being aware, becoming aware, and being mindful to what your needs are. What needs do you have that aren't currently being met? And again, when we get into the habit of kind of going through our day and going through our to-do list and caring for other people and, you know, tending to our job and all of the things that we have on our plates, we sort of we tend to forget sort of our needs, or we push them aside, or we sort of, I can do that later, you know, or maybe I have this need, but it isn't all that important. I can live without it, right? So pay attention and really ask yourself, what are my needs? Because that's the thing, we might not know until we sort of reflect and ask ourselves. And if that's not a question that we're used to asking, it's going to take a minute to even realize what it is that we need. Oh my God, there's... Yeah, I can tell you. I have been asleep to many of my needs for a long time. And I think that I was very scared to... I know that I was scared to admit that there were needs that I had that weren't fulfilled, mainly by myself, right? and to a certain extent, other people. But it can be really scary to admit, hey, I have this need and this need is not being met, and so I need to do something about it. You know, that's challenge, that can be really scary, because what does that mean? That might have some consequences that, or some repercussions that we're not prepared for, or maybe we are, or maybe we don't know that we're strong enough, or we don't know if we can handle it, or we don't know what that might look like. And like, yeah, we don't know those things. We can't know those things. But honoring your needs, like, you're the only person that can live your life. That's it. No one, obviously, you guys, this is not rocket science. You're the only person that can live your life. But yet, we often get into the habit of not living our life for ourselves and not being really honest with ourselves about what we need in our life and what we want in our life and what we desire in our life and what is important in our life. And we don't want to wake up like at some point in the future and regret, like, oh shit, that's something I really needed. And I wish I would have said something before. I wish I would have changed this. I wish I would have spoke up. I wish I would have been honest with myself. You know, and if you are honest with yourself about your needs, that doesn't mean that you have to make any grand, you know, announcements and change everything all at once. The start of this is just being honest with yourself, and you get to decide what to do with that and the changes that need to be made or the people that you need to have a talk with or whatever. But that information can, you know, in the beginning, just has to start with you, just to admit to yourself, okay, I have this need. And you know, that's a great place to start, is just allowing yourself to be honest about what you need, even if it's a little bit scary, and then deciding what to do with that. Okay, and the last thing that I'm going to share with you, there's so much more. I could talk to you guys all day, I swear. But the last thing for now is to be patient with yourself and to whatever you're going through right now, right? Whether that's trying to eat really healthy or getting through a challenging time in a relationship or starting a new relationship or working on getting very much in shape or a change of career or whatever it is, just honor and know that you're going to get through this how you're going to get through this. And whatever that means, right? It might be, you might want to get through it faster. You might have a goal that you're working on that you want to be, that, you know, you wanted it to be done yesterday. Or you might have this idea of how the timeline should work out or what sort of milestones you should achieve at a certain time. But, or you might see somebody else doing something and think, oh, well, you know, I should maybe be where they're at, or I'm not getting there fast enough, or this isn't shaping up how I want it to shape up yet. It needs to go faster. It needs to go slower. It needs to look different. Like, whatever. We all have our own unique process, and it's really important to be patient with yourself and to meet yourself where you're at and know that your journey is going to look completely different than somebody else's. And that is okay. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. There's nothing wrong with that. You are an incredible human, and whatever your journey looks like is yours. It's going to look different, right, than other people's, and that's fantastic. That's something to celebrate. So just know there is no right or wrong way on any kind of journey or path. It's all so unique to us. And really, really be there for yourself and tend to yourself and care for yourself and be compassionate and loving towards yourself on whatever journey you're going through, whether that's something that's really exciting or really challenging or really new or a big change. Be sweet to yourself, be tender with yourself, and other people might do that as well, and that's wonderful, but you don't want to, you know, that's just kind of like a bonus if they are. But if you can find the love that you have for yourself inside, then you know that you can get through anything. And it might be really hard. Might be really, really hard. But like Glennon Doyle says, like, we can do hard things, right? And it's going to be okay. At the end of the day, it's going to be okay. All right. I only cried like twice. I hope that you have a really good rest of the year. A really good holiday. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you in January with more of this. And if you're in my plant-fueled reset, I will be seeing you on the 7th, on January 7th. Yay! For our kickoff call. And if not, you'll hear me back here the first of the year. Okay, you guys, thanks for being here. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.